And what was your first job when you arrived there?
I was a driver to start with.
Okay.
That was my job, a driver. But somebody else wanted a job. I didn't want it. So I wanted to get in with my mates, so
yeah.
We chopped over. And,
okay.
I went with the works company, and we was doing works all over the rock.
You went on the airfield, didn't you?
Yeah, on the airfield.
And so were they tunnelling at the time?
Oh yeah, it was still working in the tunnels. The Germans were working in the tunnels as well.
And that's amazing. I mean, they were prisoners of war.
Mm.
How come they were, and Geneva Convention, etc., how come they, did they volunteer to work, or were they persuaded?
No, they made to work, I should imagine.
Okay.
They just worked as far as I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, do you know what, so what was your actual job itself?
Well, whatever come along, really.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We used to go up, put gates up and things, and knock things down. And
yeah,
you know,
all around the tunnels.
Yeah, all over the place, yeah.
Okay.
Put gates all around the, all up the island,
okay.
Things like that.
Yeah. Mm. Did you ever do any tunnelling or know people that were doing the tunnelling?
No.
Because that was Royal Engineers as
well, just
the blasting.
Yeah. No, we wasn't into that.
Okay.
They did have tunnels there, but we wasn't into that.
And by 45, were they still working on the runway then?
They was, yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, there was widening it a bit, I think, at that time.
Okay. Because a lot of the work happened, you know, at the start
of the
war.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned about guarding the POWs.
Well, you didn't have to guard them, really. They couldn't go nowhere.
They could have done a bit of mischief, though, if left alone.
No, I don't think so. No, they were quite all right, as far as that was concerned.
So guarding of them was pretty minimal?
Yeah.
But they didn't have too much freedom to wander around by themselves?
No. Before I got there, they had trouble with the Italians. When they surrendered and would come over to our side, they had a lot of trouble with them then, I believe.
What sort of trouble?
I believe the Germans set about them, you know, and they had to separate them then, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe so.
And how did the Germans, obviously they had been captured somewhere, but where did they sort of come from?
I think North Africa mostly.
Were they?
Yeah.
And they were brought over by the Navy or the Air Force?
I should imagine so, yeah.
And how many were there?
Oh, I don't know when we was there. 100 or so. Not too many there when I was there.
Yeah.
A lot of them had gone back.
Okay.
I don't know why. There was a lot of young ones when I was there, but I don't know what their character was. You know, they never... never made any trouble at all. You know.
Okay. Did you ever talk to them?
Not really. I took one to the hospital once where he got some dirt in his eye, and he was a bit dubious about going in. I said, no, come on, get out of there. it was the old hospital that's being done up now.
Yes, yeah.
Was the old one.
Mm. Yeah.
Took him up there. When he was patched up, he was well pleased. He thought he was going to do something to his eye, I think.
And what sort of work did they do then in the tunnels on the runway?
Mostly concrete work, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, putting down concrete.
So quite hard physical
work. Yeah, mostly. Laying roads and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They never saw nothing or done nothing. They just kept to one area, you know.
Yeah. And presumably the German officers made sure that they were
the British took over. Nobody gave them any orders. Only our sergeant or somebody like that.
Okay.
Tell them what to do. They knew what to do anyway, you know.
Yeah. Because it's really quite fascinating to you know, having a sort of POWs on the rock.
Mm.
And how many Italians were there?
I've no idea.
No.
They weren't there when I was there. They've gone.
Okay. Because Italy changed sides.
Yeah, that's right. So
they would have been shipped out and stuff. And then, did you say that you were involved on the runway?
Yeah, only a few days here and there, you know. Different. You get different jobs, you know.
Yeah. And you had this story about your teeth, or?
Yeah, that was on the runway. We was messing about, and I was laughing, and my front teeth fell out and went in the water. That amused the Germans. They thought it was very funny, like, you know, but we could never find them. Yeah. So, no.
So they're under the runway
somewhere. Yeah, they've gone, they went, yeah. Yeah.
And so how long were you there, all told?
Just over 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
So 45 to 46 sometimes.
Yeah, 46, 47, yeah.
And when you got there, were there many Gibraltarian families there, or had they started to come back?
Quite a few, yeah.
And did you associate with any of the Gibraltarians?
Not really, no. They didn't really want to know us too much. I don't know why, but they didn't, no. They served in the canteens and places like that, but you never got to know them very well, you know.
No.
Some guys did. We've got a couple out there now.
Who's married?
Who married.
Yes.
With our mob, married these girls.
Right.
Yes. But we never bothered with them. No.
Because when you were there, during the war, the whole of Gibraltar was virtually a garrison.
Oh, it was.
And were they starting to reduce it by the time you were there? Or?
Oh, yeah. It was getting back to normal stages when I was there. But the only people that we found was bad was the Americans. They were the only rough lot we found.
Mm.
Yeah. They were too flesh with their money and everything.
Yes. Yeah. And were there fights and tensions?
Yeah, usually.
When the American boats come in?
Yeah. If we was drinking in a bar and they come in, they sort of started it and we finished it, sort of thing. There's no messing about. Everybody knew what they had to do and they'd done it, you know.
Yeah.
That was the end of it.
Yeah. Well, they had this thing about, was it the Americans who were given the card, don't try and outdrink the British or mess
with them. Oh, yeah, rubbish. Yeah.
And what was it like when the big Navy, the carriers and the big Royal Navy ships came in, because all the Navy would want to go and party as well.
Yeah. Well, they use the big carriers and that, they all had bikes, most of them. I'll tell you a story about them. They was only once did they ever do, to my knowledge, the keys, the ceremony of the keys.
Yeah.
They was out there and we wasn't on the parade, but we watched it, you know. And the Scotch people, they come down and everybody come down, boom, 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 all their different regiments down to the square, and the Yanks were right at the back, and they was all in cars and things and banging their drums, and there was a right show up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was the only time they ever done it, and they never done it no more after
did,
that.
Did you do participate?
No.
Because it was mostly infantry.
Yeah. No, the British were in it, the engineers were in it, but I was never picked on it now.
So you never had to dress up in your number one dress or number two dress or whatever it was?
No.
And then did you, were there, what did you used to do apart from, drinking in the
natural? Swimming mostly, sunbathing, swimming.
Whereabouts did you used to go?
Where we were in the
Camp Bay.
Yeah.
He's always told me.
Yeah.
And Camp Bay is Catalan Bay now.
Yeah. We used to go down. Where was in the other hotel? Where was that?
Which one?
The last one.
Coletta Palace.
Coletta.
There's where all the little restaurants and
that's
villages,
right,
the old, because that was an old fishing village.
That's right, it was then, that's
was
all
it then?
Was then, yeah. And we used to go down there and swim too.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then were they still going out in their local boats fishing?
We never took a lot of notice of them, okay. Really, no.
And Eastern Beach up near the railway?
Yeah, no, we never used to go there. Yeah.
Okay. And then was there any, did you remain on the rock for a whole 2 years, or did you go into La Linha or Algeciras?
No.
Was the border open?
It was open, yeah. Some people went, some didn't. I think why a lot of people didn't go over there, when the Yanks came, they started getting a lot of disease over there.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Because a lot of them went to local brothels
So not many went over, I don't think.
There was a quite funny situation where they had the Germans there, the Italians there, and so it was like a little town full of spies, really.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Did
yeah,
you get any time. Stories of that?
Yeah, yourself? Yeah. Yeah, you get these little mysteries, yeah. No, I think the average people of Gibraltar, they weren't very friendly, I don't think. Not at that time, anyway.
No.
Never found it that way.
No.
We just kept to ourselves, you know.
There was a lot of during the war, most families were evacuated, apart from the men who would work in the dockyard or power station or something, and they started coming back, I think, about 1944. So. I suspect only a small portion of the women and the mothers and stuff would come back by then. Mm. Did you enjoy your time in Gibraltar?
Not when I first got there, but I did afterwards. Yeah.
Were you ever bored?
Yeah. It was a boring place, there's no doubt about it, because there was nothing to do there, really. Mm. You know.
Did they lay on anything like film nights or...?
No, there was one picture house that's been pulled down now.
Okay.
But there was just the one.
Yeah. And any other military type social activities?
No, not really. No. Football, there's plenty of football.
Yeah.
But I wasn't interested in that, really.
Okay. Yeah. And then, did you have, were you, the POW, you said the POWs were in the Nissen huts in camp, part of camp?
Yeah, not.
They was over this side.
Okay, so
this was all British,
right? So you were accommodated in small round corrugated Nissen huts.
Yeah, these type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and what were facilities like? I mean,
quite good there, really.
Yeah.
And
the food?
Yeah, food was good.
Yeah.
Not as good as the Yanks.
Not as good as the Yanks. Okay, and
this part here.
Yeah, just a bit further along.
Well, when the boats come in, I want to tell you a little story about this. When the big boats come in, the Yanks used to ride around on bikes, right? And at night time, we used to pinch their bikes and ride home on them, and we used to throw them in the sea. Just near,
there was a jetty built for bringing ammunition into the tunnels.
What you mean. Yeah. But we used to throw them in there. I can't see very well, I've just had my eye down.
Okay.
But we used to sleep, and they started saying, where were these bikes? Anyway, they found these bikes.
Was there trouble to play?
Oh, yeah.
But
we do. Nobody never said how they come there, how they got there. But they got them all out anyway.
So there was quite a lot of rivalry between
them.
But would you drink with them as well?
With the Yanks? Mm. No, they wouldn't drink with us anyway. No.
They'd probably been warned not to.
Yeah, possibly.
And did you climb up round the, have a look round the, you know, did you go off walking round the rock and...
Not really, no. There's too many gates up there, it's closed.